Good evening. Welcome to Paradigm Shifters here on BBS Radio. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and my paradigm shifter this week is my good friend Jill Ruttenberg, who has a retreat center in Costa Rica. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you, Veronica. It's nice to be here.
So what's the weather there?
Oh, amazing. Just amazing. Warm and balmy and a little bit windy.
Oh,
the full moon just came up over the mountain, and it just feels so powerful and so wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's a great night here.
So you have a holistic retreat center in Costa Rica?
Yes, yes.
So look.
We have, it's basically created, we have been here for 2 years now, and it's still in creation. We've we're still building our big yoga studio with treatment rooms, and we have 10 bungalows that are wonderful and beautiful and really comfy, and we offer amazing things, and we offer people a respite from all of the busyness that most people's lives are about in North America, and we're really excited and happy to do it. It's been a real journey, and we're still here after 2 years and going strong.
And you still got a sense of humor. Well, I know that you're a healer person, aren't you, Jill?
Well, I'd like to think that I help people. I help facilitate healing for people. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is that why you did? You always want to do a center, or why the center?
Well, I think it was a lot of things coming together for us, my husband Bob and I, and for our family that kind of led us to this place. And yes, I always did want to have my own healing center, or at least for the last 20-some years since I've been a massage therapist and a clinical herbalist in training for a long time and working as that for about the last 7 or 8 years. And whenever, you know, I guess Bob and I have always had kind of the wanderlust a little bit. We've always been a little restless and always wanted to move to a foreign country and have a little more adventure. And whenever we would travel, we'd have very good luck. We'd meet wonderful people. Magical things would happen. And we thought, well, why not? We were at a place in our lives when our kids were, our two daughters, Amanda and Tara, were off at college and starting their own lives. And we were ready to do this. And so the more we saw the U.S. lifestyle, the North American lifestyle, sort of spinning out of control, the more we felt propelled to create this place where people could have a real respite, a real place to renew their spirit and to rejuvenate.
The talk about spinning out of control, what does that mean?
Well, maybe not everybody's lives are doing that, but we certainly hear about a lot of people coming down here, and I felt like, even though I loved what I did, my last home was in Tucson, Arizona, I loved being a yoga instructor and having my own herbal practice, but it seemed like everything around me was just going so fast, and I was in cars more than I wanted to be, and there was just sort of this jaggedness about it, this sort of disconnect, and didn't have enough time to spend with friends, and didn't have enough time to just be with myself, and even sometimes my meditation time and my yoga time for myself was rushed, and it seemed like everybody was just rushing around all the time. And it's a very different culture here in Costa Rica. People are a lot more present, and sometimes that creates hardship for those of us who are brought up in the United States or Canada, when we're maybe expecting a lot more efficiency and expecting, well, things to be thought of for the future.
Well, how
and
did you...
people really aren't doing that here, so it's been a great learning about how to be more present.
Do they have medical coverage?
Do they, the people here?
Yes.
They have socialized medicine in Costa Rica. That was another thing that we really liked about this country. They spent, in 1949, they abolished their army. So they're very dedicated to peace, and they really kind of want to be the world leaders in peace. There's a university for peace here that's sponsored by the UN. There's also Earth University, so it's kind of neat to have a country the size basically of West Virginia that has a University for Peace and Earth University.
Wow,
that's
great.
Exciting.
How did you discover an attraction for Costa Rica?
Well,
how'd you pick it, you know?
Well, we had heard about it for years and years from other people who had gone down here, and it just kind of kept ringing a bell, you know, and I think spirit had a lot to do with just sort of propelling us here and saying, okay, go, we need to go. Also, one of our daughters, Tara, who was studying international relations in college, decided to do 1 year abroad, and she decided on Costa Rica all at the same time that the 2004 election was coming together, and we just said, you know, we're looking for something new. We're looking to be effective in another place. And when we looked at Costa Rica, we saw a place that had very friendly people. We saw a place that didn't have an army, would never declare war, that made us feel really good and really safe. And a country that cares about its people enough to institute socialized medicine, to have good education that's available to all of its citizens, which isn't true in most Central Latin American countries.
No, it's not.
And they have a 96% literacy rate here.
Hmm.
So,
and why
and
they do
they?
Do
care
the people
about their environment? They're reforesting a lot of Costa Rica. They've been doing that since the late 80s, early 90s. We have an acre of land here that has the hardwood pachoche tree on it that is all reforested from the early 90s. So I saw all these things, things that we stood for and tried to encourage our own U.S. government to do, tried to vote people into office to do, but, you know, at the time, at least 4 years ago, that wasn't happening, and it was hard for me. I was very passionate about my country and about what I saw happening there, and I felt like, you know, maybe it's time to just sort of bow out for a little while and be effective somewhere else, in a smaller community and in a place where they're already starting these efforts that I believe in.
Hmm. What kind of government is it there? What?
Well, it's a democracy. It's a very stable, it's the most stable democracy in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because on any given day you can go to the capital here and you probably run into the president, and he doesn't have bodyguards around him. It's not this heavy protection thing. We were down in our little town here of 800 people the other day, and there was a man riding by doing this Spanish dancing horse thing that they love to do here. And it's beautiful to watch these horses just prance around. And he was doing that, and I had a bunch of tourists with me, a bunch of people who were staying here. Then we stopped him on the street and started talking, and he spoke some English and could explain what he was doing with his horse and what the whole tope horse thing was about. And it turned out he was a congressman.
Oh, my.
So they have, you know, it's a small enough country that it manages itself pretty well, and it's pretty representative of the people. You're not allowed to have more than one term at a time here as a president. But, you know, we're not citizens of this country, so we can't vote, but we can certainly get involved in local little things to help the community, and that's important to us, too.
Hmm. That's interesting. So how did they take to you? You came in and started a retreat center. How was that? That was pretty tricky at the beginning, wasn't it?
Well, believe it or not, the people, we kind of moved into an existing hotel. So there was already a business here, and there were already employees, and we kept every single one of those employees. We had 9 employees to start with. We have 13 now. And almost all of them come from the little town nearby. So people here are just really, really friendly. They will go out of their way to help you. And it's in the culture. They're extremely service-oriented. And they took to us beautifully. The first 3 weeks we were here, there was a little rodeo and fiesta, which was just gonna happen here again next weekend. And, you know, they came out and brought their families over and introduced their families to us and sat with us at the rodeo. I mean, they didn't have to do that, but they did. And they enjoy us and we enjoy them, and they go out of their way to make us feel really comfortable and really welcome, and And it's very different because many places in the world that you visit these days don't really like Americans all that much.
Right.
So it just feels really good and really comfortable. And, you know, they're so family to everyone in their neighborhood and in their own families. And most people are actually related, especially in this little town. You know, you'll find, oh, so-and-so, okay, the egg man comes and wants to sell you eggs in his truck, and it turns out he's you know, our cook's sister's husband.
So what
it's like that, you know?
How is the healing climate there? Like, do a lot of local Costa Ricans come? You offer services like massage and herbal support and so on, do you not? And do people come to you there?
Well, the local people are really pretty poor, and so they can't afford a lot. And, of course, I'm always giving them tinctures and different herbal remedies. And certainly my staff and their families come to me, and basically it's kind of, you know, pro bono, kind of gratis work. But in general, I find this culture to be very open. They all want, they're very, very active people, almost hyperactive people. I mean, they really move and groove physically. They're very physical. And, I mean, think about salsa dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens here.
Uh-huh.
And merengue and all that, you know. I mean, that's real aerobic stuff.
Right.
And so, and they love massage and all of that. They can't really afford too much of our services, but they're real open to learning yoga. There's actually a Taekwondo teacher in the town nearby who does that, who teaches that. And there are, you know, there are wealthier chicos, we call them, Costa Ricans who do come to us. But mostly our clientele is North American, people that want to come for retreat.
Hmm. What is the healing community like that is Costa Rican? Do they have a lot of, intuitive arts and healing work themselves? Is it normal for them to have access to plants? And
well, there's a few things that happen when it comes to plants, and it's mostly like folk remedies. They use their things like their ombre grande, which is quassia amara, it's an herb that helps with parasites. They use Juani Lama, which is like a mint verbena. They make tea out of that for stomach problems. They use guava leaf for other intestinal problems. And they make little potions for skin. So they have their own folk remedies that the people here have. And then there's a whole other level of herbalism that happens with the indigenous people.
Hmm.
And there are, I believe, 13 tribes in Costa Rica.
Oh,
I've just begun to tap into some of those healers. And my Spanish is getting good enough now that I can start to really talk to them and connect with them and see. But in the forest, I mean, it's so rich here. There's so much that's growing, just wild, that you can use for medicine.
Hmm.
So that, I would say, is a very rich part of the culture. And yet, you know, Costa Rica is very tied in with the United States, and so you've got a lot of pharmaceuticals. They, you know, they use conventional medicine on a daily basis, and most of the, you know, the clinics and hospitals are mostly about all of that.
Hmm.
But there are some wonderful yoga centers in this country all over the place and different parts of the country, and some very well-trained massage therapists and acupuncturists. And so there is a healing community. We're a little off the beaten track up here. We're about an hour and a half from the main city of San Jose, and another hour from the beach. So right in our little town, they don't know very much. They know some of the folk remedies, but that's about it. So
who comes to your retreat center? Who comes to stay with you? And what's that like? What kind of experience would I have if I came?
Well, I think who we have are really a lot of different people come here. Some people come here for their honeymoons because it's a real honeymoon spot, Costa Rica. So they might, you know, just come here for like our 3-day wellness package or something and just, you know, chill out for 3 days here and then go visit Monteverde or one of the big national parks or the place where they can see monkeys and sloths, or they might go to the beach for a few days from here, that sort of thing. And then we have people, and mostly they're North American or Canadian. We've met a lot of Europeans. We just had some people here last night from Belgium who had never had oatmeal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to serve them their very first oatmeal. So that was
fun. So oatmeal is part of your diet. You're actually, is your food all organic? Let's talk a bit about the food.
I can't say it's all organic. We have a greenhouse here where we grow a lot of our salad greens, tomatoes, cucumbers, some things that the local people here have never seen, but mostly things that already, you know, grow well in this climate. And so we serve lots of fresh, organic, local fruits and vegetables. We support the local farmers around here. We have about 65 mango trees on the property, so
wow.
It's just starting to be mango season, and we eat mangoes. They eat them green here with lemon and salt. I mean, they're already sour when they're green, but they make them more sour with lemon and salt. But we like to eat them ripe and juicy and wonderful. And so the food we serve, my tradition is I'm a clinical herbalist in the traditional Chinese medicine tradition, so I believe in eating everything, but we don't serve very often. We don't hardly ever serve red meat here. When we do, we find it organic, and frankly, the organic meats here don't taste all that good. So,
are what? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear that.
Things, you know. Huh?
Okay. I didn't hear that.
Oh, I just said, frankly, the meats don't taste that good, so we don't serve them. We mostly serve with some wonderful fresh fish from the ocean, and we serve fish and chicken dishes, and we can accommodate vegetarian and vegan diets. But a real emphasis on the fresh foods and fresh fruits and vegetables. But, you know, when you travel, it's great to have that. And it's always been a pet peeve of mine whenever I travel that, you know, not getting those fresh foods has always been not a happy thing.
You have to go home and recover.
People love our food. They rave about our food.
Great. And you give classes, don't you? Do you do yoga classes there?
Yeah, we do teach yoga classes, and our new studio, I just got to stand in it today for the very first time.
Excellent.
Because the floor is now going in, and it's mostly in. Beautiful teak wood floor, cultivated teak. You know, they don't allow you to just cut down the rainforest anymore, hooray, around here. So if you want hardwood, they have to be the cultivated kind, and the government is very much involved in making sure that they don't just, you know, there's no clear cutting allowed, and they make sure that people respect the forest. So, yes, we teach yoga. Just stop me anytime, Ronnie.
And then salsa dancing, did I hear that?
Salsa dancing, yes. I mean, we like people to have fun, too. I feel like some retreat centers are, you know, just so all about, you know, om,
education,
and silence, and meditation, and, you know, we like to have fun. We have a wonderful traditional three-piece trio that comes and sings serenadas for us, and then we have salsa dancing nights. We have nights where we do toning with crystal bowls as a group, and that's really transformational. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have in our new therapy rooms, we're going to have a room full of just bowls and pillows.
Wonderful. So people can go in and detune and detone, eh?
And tone, and yeah, it's just wonderful. If you haven't done it, it's just a really wonderful thing to do, to have the crystal bowls around you and just tone with them.
Wonderful. Also, you're going to be giving programs, aren't you? You've got people coming to give like 1 week programs or 5 day programs.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of things coming up just in this next couple of months. Well, you spoke with Janice Erickson from Lightwork Seminars.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
She's going to be. Yeah, last week when I was supposed to be there, and I'm sorry that didn't work out. But we're here now.
We caught you.
Yeah. Janice is going to teach her Theta Healing Lightwork Seminar, and we have a woman named Bonnie Bruderer coming April 9th for a five-day seminar. She wrote a book called The One Coaching, Becoming the One, and it's basically about how to attract to yourself, how to empower yourself to be able to, you know, attract what you want in your life. And along those same lines, we have the Reflection and Attraction Thinking workshop coming out March 4th to 10th.
Hmm.
And we have an herbal seminar in the summer with Candace Canton, who's a fabulous herbalist from Northern California. She has a school called the Evergreen School, Evergreen School of Herbology. I have to check, but you can Google Evergreen and Candace Canton, and all this information is on our website about all the upcoming seminars and things. And then we're going to have a grand opening 7-night yoga retreat at a really special price, and that's going to be March 30th to April 5th. And we're going to have different styles of yoga available to people who maybe don't know what style they want to settle on, but they'll all be gentle styles. They'll teach the gentle hatha style. And we'll have a little Iyengar, a little vinyasa flow in our new studio.
Hmm.
So that'll be to celebrate and to christen the new state.
And when will that be again?
Beautiful. That'll be done March 1st.
Great.
The retreat will be the end of March.
Isn't that wonderful that your yoga studio, I mean, you've only been there 2 years and you're now finishing the studio.
Only 2 years. I'm glad to hear you say that because I'm one who drives myself a little crazy with projects. So for me, it seems like a long time coming, but you know, given it's a foreign country and all of the things you have to do to get that happening.
What's the hardest thing about being in Costa Rica?
Oh, boy.
I mean, besides being a district.
I don't know if there's too many hard things about being in Costa Rica. I mean, what could I complain about? We have fabulous weather. Even in the rainy season, we have sun all morning until noon or one. We're never, ever cold. It's just astounding beauty everywhere around me. I mean, every day I just have such immense gratitude. Even in my days where I'm working really hard and there might be stress, it's like I just have to look outside and go, look where I live.
Right.
And the green and the healing that comes from the green, Veronica, is just like, the first time I came here to Costa Rica, I was a mess, really, to be honest. I was in the throes of perimenopause. I had hot flashes. It was coming every hour. And hot flashes, I have learned firsthand, have a whole lot to do with stress and some things to do with diet. But I had just moved out of my house, bought a smaller house in preparation for making this big jump to Costa Rica. I had gone 2 weeks later to get my daughter from college and bring her home and all her stuff. My other daughter moved back in the house, the new house. I was a mess. And then we came to Costa Rica, and in 3 days' time, with all of the green and all of the energy of the forest, I felt wonderful.
Wow.
So I laugh sometimes. I think, you know, I'm creating this healing place. But really, nature's what's doing it here.
Wow.
It's not me.
Wow.
It's not anything we're doing. Yeah, sure. Okay, so we're offering acupuncture. We're offering massage. And sure, we can help people, and we can offer herbal remedies and things for them to take home for their own ongoing healing. We can offer detox. We can offer great food. But it's the nature and the way people, when they come here, get back in touch with their inner self that really does the work.
Mm-hmm.
And their child self, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, tell me this. Did you said detox. Do you actually have gatherings where several days stayovers where you're working on detox?
We do, and anyone at any time can come here and get that as their program.
Well, that'd
be
wonderful.
We are developing since the new wellness studio wellness center is just coming into being. We're going to be developing programs like that. But we just finished a 5-day detox
where
people
exciting.
Came and we really customized it, Veronica. We, you know, not everybody is ready to do a complete fast.
Hmm.
And so I think we need to honor that. Some people want to come and they say, okay, you know, I overdid it at the holidays, but I'm not wanting to be radical about this. I just want to come and have a vegetarian diet, and maybe I'll spend 1 day fasting or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And we can accommodate that and help them through that. And if someone wants to come for 5 or 7 days and do a complete fast, we can accommodate that too. And you know, have all the herbal teas you need, all the supplements you need to support your system through that.
And do you have a sauna or is it that kind of hydrotherapy?
I don't have that yet. We're going to be creating a jacuzzi. We have jacuzzi tubs in the room.
Oh, nice.
So those are really nice.
And so when you're doing detox, it's strictly what you're eating and maybe what you're emotionally clearing?
Well, it's what you're eating. It's also body work and exfoliation scrubs. We make one here with coconut and salt and lemon and the oil. And we put that on the skin and exfoliate. And then we do volcanic clay wraps that come from the volcanoes here. The clay comes from the volcanoes.
Hmm.
And wrap you in clay like a burrito. and that's wonderfully detoxing, pulls the toxins out of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer some therapies like the, I'm trained in an abdominal chi moving massage, and we do that to move chi, move life force energy through the organs. So with all of that, it's a very detoxing sort of thing. And
that sounds like a wonderful way to...
For recentering and chakra balance. So there's a lot more than just, and pretty soon when we have an on-site acupuncture, they'll be helping to speed along the detox as well.
Have you already chosen your acupuncturist?
No, still interviewing, still looking.
Okay.
But we will have some visiting ones because I'm connected with some fabulous acupuncturists in the States. One of them is a teacher who, my very first teacher, Dr. Joel Penner in Los Angeles area, who I deeply love and respect. And some of them are, like him, are willing to come for a few weeks at a time, so we'll have some revolving, wonderful people coming. And we also we're going to have a couple of them on staff here.
Wow, and if people, do you have like a newsletter where people can know what kind of groups are being set up in your place?
Yeah, we have an online newsletter. We, you know, it's pretty hard to send out paper from here. It takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So our website is www.amatierra.com, A-M-A, and Tierra like the earth, T-I-E-R-R-A.com. And you can subscribe to our newsletter, which goes out once a month, and see about what's happening, or you can just cruise on the website, amatierra.com, and see what's happening there. What our upcoming events are and all the changes and things that we're doing here.
Excellent. Jill, would you mind? I'm going to put the numbers out and see if anybody would like to call in and talk to you.
Okay.
All right. So if you'd like to talk to Jill about going to her place in Amatierra in Costa Rica for a healing vacation, it's a wonderful, we went there, it's a wonderful relaxing place where you can actually have a lot of fun as well, but she has some healing tools that she puts there as well. And the number here in the States is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And those of you who are listening in Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, or the direct line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. I'm kind of excited, Jill, about a lot of the healing things that you're talking about as well, because that's one of my big prejudices, you know. I'd love to learn more and more about healing. And you said you do chakra work and so on? Are you having people... let me see. There's another thing you did also. Well, you had somebody there who was doing EMDR, was it?
We did. We had an emotional clear and release workshop with Becca Howard last year, and I think she's going to come back this summer.
Good. And
I'm sorry, I got interrupted for a second. What was the question? I'm sorry.
I'm just interested in the kinds of healing things that are going on
there.
Oh,
right. I'm sorry. It was Becca Howard who came. Yeah. Becca came and taught a lot of good tools, EMDR, and she taught the tapping, you know, the emotional freedom technique, EFT, they
right.
call that, that where you can bring down, well, you can use it for a lot of different things. You can I would say you can tap in or tap out. Mm-hmm. So you want to tap out things, stuff like, you know, heavy anxiety, where you're tapping on different acupuncture points on the head and face, and then down to the arms and hands.
And the purpose is to break the circuitry of an old reaction.
I'm sorry?
I said the purpose is to break the circuitry of old reactions, isn't it?
Uh-huh. That's a great way to put it. That's a wonderful way to put it. And then you can tap in positive affirmation after that.
Wow, wonderful. Did you do that with her?
I did that. I learned that from Becca, and I do it from time to time. And it's wonderful for women, especially who have menopausal insomnia. You can do it in the middle of the night, and it will put you to sleep, right back to sleep again if you do it. Probably sometimes you have to go through the technique twice, but you can check it out. Probably I know there are books about emotional freedom techniques, but there's also, I think, something online. But when Becca came, it was a really interesting group of people. Often, you know, people don't know each other. Sometimes people will come with a friend mm-hmm. for a workshop, but if people don't know each other, they become very, very close in these kinds of groups. And Becca also brought with her something that we're going to be having here, which is the Life System, which is a biofeedback computer program, which not only assesses up to like something like 4,000 different kinds of things that can be going on in the body. It scans your whole system, it scans your muscular skeletal system, it scans all of the acupuncture meridians.
Wonderful.
All of your tissues and cell and organ system, and leads you to what are the top few most important vibrational things going on for you right now at this moment that you want to address. And then it will actually emit frequencies. I know you know some things about these machines. The QXCI was one of them that people use also.
Mm-hmm.
And sends out these little microcurrents frequencies to heal whatever it is. It'll store like the frequency of healthy lungs.
Hmm.
So if you have something imbalance going on in your lungs, or maybe you've been experiencing a lot of grief recently or sadness.
Do you have the machine now?
I'm sorry?
Do you have that machine now?
I don't have it yet, but we will have it probably before the summertime. We'll have it very soon. So, the advantage of having that as a retreat center for us, as a wellness center, is that when people come, normally when people come for a vacation, it takes them two or three days at least to start unwinding.
Mm-hmm.
And with this Life System, we can send out the frequencies and just do a relaxation treatment for about 45 minutes, and they're there. I mean, they are just really relaxed.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hmm? Yeah, it is. So we can get like a jump start, and we can, it also can help us lead that person to, okay, what does this person need? Because that's what it's really about. It's not about sending someone through the same program, every person that comes in here. It's about really doing individualized treatments for people. It's about deciding, all right, so do we think this body is going to respond best to massage?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of massage, acupuncture, herbal medicine, just
sound.
Detoxing, you know.
Sound.
What does that person need?
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because you were talking at the beginning about how life in the U.S. was going so fast and people were losing track of who they were. So now you're saying it's like a portal for people to find more of who they really are. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I hope so. We really hope to create that, Lenny.
Well, it's wonderful. And I feel like you've got some great stories about getting going at the beginning. I'm sure you had some terrific stumbling blocks.
Oh, boy, it's been a long, strange journey.
Well, I don't think it's easy just to pack your boxes and then haul them to a different country.
No, it isn't. And we have 11 wonderful people who have invested in this project with us. It's not just all Bob and my doing. even though we're here doing the workaday stuff, these folks were, you know, believed enough in the project and in us to be very, very generous with investing with us. And one of our investors came, Paul Rollins came, and he said, you know, he said, if you want to make money, he said, what you want to do is you want to get one of those reality TV shows to follow you guys around. Everybody thinks, oh, okay, we'll just pack up and move to foreign countries, start a little B&B, and they have no idea what they're in for.
But that's the point of an adventure, isn't it?
It's a very big adventure, but, you know, there does seem to be, and I don't know, I've been trying to figure this out, there seems to be this kind of trial by fire that happens to a lot of gringos who come down here. And gringo in this country is not a negatory kind of name. It's just, you know, it just is who we are. But it's a funny thing. People who come here to live will say, oh, the first 6 months was just, I was going out of my mind with this or that, or this went wrong, that went wrong. We had crazy things going wrong. You know, we had a tile floor that suddenly one day decided to crack and make like a tent out of the tile. Like it went tick all the way down. And we're looking at it going, what happened there? And then, well, what to do about that, you know? And it's not like you just get out your yellow pages and, oh, let's call the tile man. No, you need to find out whose cousin does that kind of work or might know somebody. And, you know, so there's this whole process of everybody, you know, and they're wonderful things. Like one day I said, well, we really want to plant pineapples. And so first the people that work for us said, well, they kind of laughed at me. They said, well, you take the top of a pineapple and you stick it in the ground, and that's how you make a pineapple plant. And I said, no, but I want, like, you know, 100 of these plants. I want a hillside of these pineapples. I want to grow pineapples for our guests and ourselves. So then somebody said, oh, yeah, well, my cousin, and they're talking in Spanish, and I'm not understanding them. And pretty soon, like 4 days later, these two great big sacks of pineapples show up at our gate. And this guy comes in and he says, okay, give me $20.
And they're pineapple tops?
$20.
It's like,
and then, like, 2 days later, our guys who work with us had planted a whole hillside full of pineapples.
Is it just the tops, Jill?
Is it the what?
Just the tops of the pineapple?
It's the tops of the pineapple that you can plant. Yeah, you know, the kind you twist off the top and then you just stick it in the ground and you've got a pineapple plant.
Excellent. So isn't that funny? So it's kind of like word of mouth sort of shopping.
It's all word of mouth.
Isn't that
great? And all
crazy?
In person. People don't use the phone here. They really, you don't call people, you go to their house.
Oh, wonderful. So you have to slow down then, don't you?
You have to slow down, and you have to be available to whoever walks in the door.
Hmm.
And you're expected, you're impolite if you just say, I'm sorry, I'm really busy right now, I can't talk to you. You can't do that. And you also never know what that person is going to offer.
Hmm.
So you have to be open, you know?
Interesting.
Because it's a whole different relational sort of community, and it feels a lot more organic in many ways.
Hmm.
A lot more organic than because everyone is so much more social.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, it's all about being social. I mean, even the guys that work on the roads, you know, they want to stop and chat with you.
But so it must have been a huge adjustment for you.
It has been a very, very big adjustment.
Because you were working very fast and furiously to match all the pieces of your life up in Tucson. I remember that.
Yeah, in order to sort of pack things up and go. It isn't an easy thing, and it's sometimes, you know, there's a strange feeling you get sometimes when you walk past a glass window and you see your reflection, and you know, there comes a time when you live in a foreign country for a little while that you look at yourself in that reflection and you're not sure who that person is anymore.
Interesting.
Because that person is transformed, changed.
Hmm. Do you feel like
It's a lot of growth when you make that leap, and it's not always comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say it's always comfortable.
Was it scary?
there were scary things, and there are scary things sometimes. The things that aren't scary are like being around at night with other people. You know, you drive through these little towns at night around here, and everyone's in the street talking to each other.
Hmm.
Everyone's hanging out. You know, people are walking hand in hand. Lovers are walking.
Do they have cell phones?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Some of them do have cell phones. In fact, we have a great picture of this guy leading his horse down the road with, like, sacks of grain on his horse. And he's got this hat on and his boots, and he's a cowboy. And he's got a cell phone right on his belt.
You can't get away from it. I was thinking back...
people have cell phones, and they dress to the nines. The women, you know, wear the tight jeans and the stiletto heels, and, you know, and they're walking around in, like, muddy, rainy season, you know.
Oh my.
But it's real. But style is part of, you know, it's part of the Latino culture. That style and looking good. I mean, they hardly have any money, but they manage to look good.
Hmm.
You know, look good in terms of in the more, you know, cultural sense of, you know, dolling up, you know, dressing up kind of thing.
Do they have a fashion industry?
I think they do. Hmm. Yeah, I don't get out much to shop, but it's here, you know. They manage to have, they have pretty good taste in clothes, and they have clothes here, yeah.
Now there's
not natives running naked.
So let's go back into Tucson. When before you decided to move, you were up to your ears in many things. You were always studying, giving classes, teaching yoga, helping your girls with their evolution into young women, right? And you were always working a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us with moons in Capricorn, we always chuckle about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been a huge... Are you still working all the time?
I'm working all the time, but I'm working differently than I was.
Okay.
I'm working on projects on the property, for example, which has been a whole new learning curve.
Is it more healing?
The work I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
You mean healing for me? Or?
Yes, for you. How's it touching you as a woman?
Well, being honest, it's been challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And what's healing here is the forest itself and the plants and the green, and doing the healing work. That part is very healing. And being creative and doing the projects has been very healing. Doing a project like this takes, you have to wear a lot of hats. So you have to, I mean, if you can imagine coming into a place where you have 9 employees who speak a different language than you do, and they're all looking to you to say, what should we do? And you can't really speak to them. And you have cookbooks that are in Spanish, and then they give you a grocery list, and you don't know what anything on the list is.
But your Spanish is good now,
there's
right?
Innate stress in all of this, right?
Yeah. But there's also
recommend that if anyone's going to a Spanish-speaking country, they learn a lot of Spanish before they come. I mean, I know enough now, and you know, but had to learn very, very quickly. So I would say that is it healing? Is what I'm doing healing me? It's starting to get to that place because I'm. There are other people taking up a lot of the slack now. We have some wonderful people working with us and for us who are helping a lot to, you know, again, I've been able to delegate things too, and Bob has been able to delegate things too. So, you know, but it takes a while. It's not overnight, especially in a third world country, which Costa Rica is, even though they always say that the first world country in the third world region. There are still, especially out in the country, you know, power outages that happen on a regular basis. You know, a new adventure every day, and a lot of times challenging things that happen. So it's been a tremendous time of growth. And I wouldn't trade any day that I've had, I don't think, for a different kind of day.
Well, I laugh because
it's wonderful living an hour from the beach. I can get away and I can go there and just let the waves wash over everything and renew my own spirit, my own energy.
Wonderful. Well, it just seems like also you're doing what it is you want to do in many ways, even though you're working very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about your vibration which has grown so much. I mean, you have a different light. It's an expanding light, but there's also a kind of an integrated heart in it that I see that's, I don't know, it's just different. It's bigger.
Thank you.
And I'm beginning to think that for a lot of us who are aging, of course you're not, but I am, but the more of our true work, the stuff that we really want to do, that we do, even if it's hard work, it is kind of healing for us in a sense, you know? And I'm reminded of the egg and I. Do you remember that old story? The woman who left her job in a corporation and she wanted to be a chicken farmer and she made her husband go and they went together. And she had no end of amazing, goofy stories about raising chickens so she could sell eggs. I think she finally gave up, but it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think following our dreams and following our passion is sort of, I think it's sort of what's left to do
mm-hmm.
when you're finished raising your kids and you look around and you say, okay, what do I really want to do? And I don't know how much time I'm going to have to be here to do it. So let's do it, whether it's writing that book or taking that first step to take an art class or creating something on a bigger scale. You know, whatever it is, I think it juices us. And I think it makes our life have greater meaning.
Yeah, it's self-actualized.
And so in that sense, yeah, it's very healing.
Yeah. Well, and what's your next, I want to sort of talk, and we only have a few minutes left, of what's mm-hmm. up and coming there? What's the next kind of workshops coming up? I know that Janice's is probably full already, isn't it? Her Theta Healing
Janice's
workshop.
Janice's is full, and we have the Reflection and Attraction Thinking with Dr. Susan Schliff coming up, and Susan's wonderful. She's from the East Coast, and she is a... She's a person who really has it down how to attract what you want in your life. They're coming March 4th to the 10th. It's an all-women's workshop, that one.
Okay.
And promises to be really wonderful. And I know that they've got some day trips planned to the beach and to the thermal hot springs and riding horseback to the waterfall. And there are a lot of things to do right around in this area where you can see and experience nature in Costa Rica in different ways.
So people could actually look at the website and they could come along to that.
Absolutely. Yeah, just go to amatierra.com and see that. And if you want to reach us personally, you can go to amatierra@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can send a note and please.
And I just want to say that you're offering a 10% discount for anybody who heard about it on this radio show, right?
Yes, we are. We are 10% off of our packages or nightly rates or whatever people want to do.
All right, so that's your paradigm shifter gift for the day.
There you go.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You want to know about some of the other seminars, or
yes.
Are we out of time?
Nope, not quite.
Okay, good. So then the grand opening celebration, the yoga retreat week, is from March 30th to April 5th, and that will include, our packages always include food, wonderful food, and your lodging, and a couple of day trips. I think we have two full-day trips and one half-day trip involved with that one at a very, very reasonable price.
And do you always go along on all these trips?
Well, I go along on some of them, and then we have wonderful drivers and guides, and we have people who guide folks through nature tours in the forest. We have a fabulous zip line where you can... put on a harness and go zipping from tree to tree over the canopy, and that's only 15 minutes from here. And I let the guides lead people through that sort of thing. So I don't always go. I go sometimes.
Excellent.
We go to the thermal hot springs and we float each other and do some watsu in the water there. And there's a beautiful waterfall right next to it. It's right down the path from it that you can go swimming in a waterfall pool that's something cold and crisp and wonderful. So the yoga retreat is March 30th to April 5th, and you can learn about that more on the website, too. Then there's an herbal seminar with Candace Canton and myself to learn how to grow your own herbs in your own garden and find out what grows for you, and also learn some Ayurvedic medicine and learn something about the rainforest herbs. We're going to be going to visit the Arc Herb Farm, about an hour's drive from here, that is, has over 3,000 species of medicinal and culinary herbs. It's fabulous. And we have our own on-site greenhouse, too, that people can play in and have fun.
And that's new, isn't it?
It is new. Yeah, it is new. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're just planting now for the second cycle. So.
Excellent.
Things are starting to grow already, and they grow faster. Things grow so fast.
How bad in the rainforest and all. Well, we're almost done with our show, and I would, is there anything final that you can say? Remember, it's amatierra.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
just welcome, and please, you know, write us, call us. I can give you our toll-free number, too, which is 866, from the state, you just need to dial 1-866-659-3805. That's for Amatierra. And our website again is www.amatierra.com. And we would love to have you here. This is a very, very special place. It's small, it's intimate. We make community happen here, and we make a lot of magic happen here, a lot of music, a lot of laughter, and a lot of you. Come on down.
Wonderful, Jill. Well, we just might do that. Thank you so much for being our paradigm shifter this week. And the best, I won't say luck, I just hope that the world really gets to enjoy Amatierra this year.
Thank you, Veronica. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be on the show and talk about what we're doing here.
All right. Well, many blessings.
Thank you. And same to you. And I hope the next time you'll be talking about your workshop and your seminar here.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still thinking about it. I'll do it.
Please.
All right.
It'll be a very special one.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you again, and I'll come down with my workshop.
Please do.
All right.
Blessings back at you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for your call. Yes. That was wonderful for me anyway. That was a glimpse of someone who's following a dream, and oh my goodness, to shift countries, absolutely shift the whole dynamics of the mundane aspects of life, and to create and design and bring together a healing oasis called Amatierra in Costa Rica. This is Veronica Entwistle. I've so enjoyed my talk with Jill. I've enjoyed talking with you from Radiance, and you know what I forgot to say is I'm also going to be on tonight at 7 o'clock on BBS Radio as a guest for Valerie Olmsted's Enlightened Medicine. Any of you that are still listening, tune in at 7 o'clock and join us. I think it's a call-in show. We'll be doing readings. We'll be talking about energy, changing your reality, attracting what it is you want, and, of course, changing the collective, the world. You know how that goes. It's an easy job, but we're all participating anyway. And also, Thursday night, I'll be talking with you. I'll be working with Jackie Salvitti on ET healing. All right, so thank you very much, and we'll see you on Thursday night with Jackie Salvitti. No, I'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock with Valerie Olmsted. Next Tuesday for Radiance by Design at 4 p.m. And 8 o'clock Thursday night with Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing. Many, many blessings. Much love to all of you. We are adding to the collective. We are making a change. We are paradigm shifters. Keep it up.